cow. You rent out the cow. Okay, the profit is the cow. It's not the actual cow, it's the rent, so it's separate. But if the principal just gets bigger, then Shmuel agrees. You're only according to Achuzim. So based on that, based on Rashi, then since here the house just got bigger, you wouldn't split it 50-50. You would split it according to your investments, and therefore the chosim would only get, Reuven would only get 800,000. So we passed him last week, Machlokas, whoever's Musak, the chosim's Musak, at least in a million, because half of it is in name, so he's able to say Kimli, like the Shitta of the Rosh, which says he can entitled to 900,000. That's how we, summary of last week's shit. So now, let me introduce this week's Shaila. Something Nogea to Shavuos as well. In the Beis Yaakov school, the teacher is coming up to Shavuos and wants to organize a Masiba for Shavuos. So she says to all her Talmidot, bring money together. I'm going to buy a big cheesecake. The big ones. Okay. So the money is collected. And then she sees, well, she's got the money, the teacher, she sees that angels have an offer. So what's the offer? The offer, go to the angel shop. You buy a big cheesecake. If you produce at the same time a katisia, which is for Eget, because they made a deal with Eget, that's invalid, an Eget katisia with a big cheesecake, then you know what you get? After you bought that cheesecake, you get another big cheesecake. Okay. So she said, very good. So she went with the Talmidot money. She got one cheesecake, and then she got the second cheesecake. Now the shaila is, how do you split up this second cheesecake? Now, what she wants to do is to take her that big cheesecake and have it for Shavuos. But the Talmidot says, hey, this is our money. We're partners here. You can't just take something which belongs to the partnership. So therefore, how do you look at this extra cheesecake, and in what fashion if you... Or do you split up? That's the question on the table. So, without us thinking, let's just analyze on what we know, the field of Rosh and Rashi. Rashi says, you have partners. And then a profit is created. If the profit is just on the principle, just a bigger principle, then you go according to your investment. But if it's a separate entity from the principle, then you can split that separate entity equally, half decimal. Now, let me ask you, this type of profit from this type of partnership that was done, is the profit a separate entity from the investment? But what did the Angel Bakery require for this bonus? The Eggcomes, a plus. That's the money. Okay. Okay, well, let's analyze it from this. But if you get to the Hosifa Lora case, first you have to analyze it with Rashi and Rosh. Okay. So, let's say, is this, you're putting money, I'm putting my Eger car, which also costs money. I have a van Eger thing, which I paid for this month. Okay. So this is a different type of money. And we're partners together, we buy a cheesecake, we got an extra profit. Appreciate. Okay. Is that profit separate from the principal? Or just a bigger principal? First, yes, let's define what's the principal. The principal is obviously the investment they put in. What did that investment create? Cheesecake. Okay. Now, what's extra?
Cheesecake.
The same cheesecake? It's not the same cheesecake getting bigger?
No,
it's a different cheesecake. Okay. So if you look like on that way of looking at it, Do you say, therefore, the prophet is separate from the principle, or just a bigger principle?
Separate.
So what should be halacha according to Rashi? 50-50. And according to Rashi, that you always split 50-50. What's halacha? 50-50. Fine. That's the end of Shir. Some matter to say the couple of Satira. What? Okay, but what does Rochmore say? I don't care how much you put in as a principal. I don't care how much you put in as a principal. You can be totally different. You can be 90 and I'm a 10. You can be 99 and a 1. But we have to define what does it mean, 50-50. Okay, that's it. Okay. So, both Rashi and Rosh, whatever it means 50-50. How do you look at 50-50? We're going to see. Look at it, the whole, everyone, like you're saying, or do we say, we have to decide, and that's the next stage. I just want to get past this stage. Apparently, I've got past this stage. But let's look at Shulchan Aruch. When Shulchan Aruch, we haven't done this yet. I've managed to keep you away from Shulchan Aruch for 5 shirim. And let's talk about the Gemara and Rashi and the Rishonim. Let's look at Shulchan Aruch, how he brings down Shmuel's halacha. And you tell me, does he hold like Rashi or the Rosh? First, Maramokim. Hashut fin shehitilu lekis. Partners club together their money. Zemona, this was 100. Zemetai, 200. Zemetai, this one but 300. Different amounts of money together. Haska, opachas, b'nehem b'shof and lefi minyan. Any profits or loss? It's going to be equally spread according to the numbers of partners there. Well, don't care about money. Lo lefi mas, not according to the money. Equal. That's Shmuel's thing. So far, we have no idea if he's like Rosh or he's like that, the Rashi. That's Shmuel's thing. Now, then he says the next words. Afilu lochusha letzvicha. Even if the business which they're going into is to buy an animal and to shecht it. Now, and there's profits. Who does that sound like? That you split 50-50, even if you're going into a business where you're going to buy a cow and you to shecht. Who does that fit into? That, where's the profit? Separate from it or on top of the animal itself? I'll tell you the answer. So that's like the Rosh. Okay? So maybe I said, very good. The Shulchan comes past like the Rosh. Very clear. But then he says interesting words, and I want you to explain what these words mean. Says she'ilu lemochlu v'tochlu. Because if you would not sell that animal, but instead you would have actually shechted it, if you shecht it, then you don't split it equally the profits. You split it according to how much money you put in. Who's that sound like?
That's everybody. That's the principle. We're just dealing with.
You made profits. Here. You made profits. The animal's gone up in value.
No, you're saying you didn't.
You made profit. We're talking about profit here, or loss. Profits or loss. And he's saying, if you would have not sold it, but you did actually shecht it, then any profit or loss would have been split according to the proportion of money put in, not equally. Who's that like?
Rashi.
So what do you mean? The first line, you said you bought an animal for shechting, you split it equally. That's Rosh. Next line, he says that if you would have shechted it, you go according to the money, which is not the Rosh, which is Rashi. So is he Rosh or Rashi? What's going on over here?
Sure.
So, which case is he talking about? Oh, okay. Sorry, Baruch, I haven't got enough. That. So there's one line left of the Shulchan Aruch, which may tell me what exactly he holds. I'm not sure what he holds even after this, but you tell me. The last line of the Shulchan Aruch, number one. Imoch Ruchai, so therefore when he sells this animal alive, obisul yisur, and there's profit or loss, hasa ulapas lenta, then you split it. So just work out his words before we work out what he holds. When does the Shulchan Aruch say you split it equally and don't care about your investments? What's the case? What's the actual case? What did you go in for, and what happens, and what do you do?
If you
What was the business plan?
You planned a shepherd.
You planned to buy a cow together with different amounts of money. Planned to do with that cow is what? You shecht it. And what did he actually do?
You didn't shecht it.
You sold it. Just sold it on. That's the case, says the Shulchan Aruch. You split equally and don't call it an investment. But if you would actually shecht it according to your original plan, then you do not split it equally. Then you split it according to how much money you put in. I'm telling you now. Okay, that's the actual case. That's what's read. Who does he hold like? Rashi or the Rosh? Who does he hold like? What did Rosh say? Always split it. What did Rashi say? You split it only when the profit is separate from the principal. Does he fit like Rashi or the Rosh? Both? Oh, neither.
Rashi.
Rashi.
He's defining this as separate. I mean, it's more connected to the. He's saying it's more connected to the principle.
How could it be more connected?
I don't know how. That's what he's saying.
If they check that and distribute the money among themselves,
yes.
Then they're sharing the principle.
And if they sell it, is the money that they're getting, is a profit, separate from the principal? How's it separate from the principal? Where's the principal? Where's the profit? Can you separate this and say, this is clearly the principal, this is clearly the profit? But that's... What do they own? What do they own? Before they sell, what do they own? Animal. Is there different parts of the animal they own, or they own together the whole animal?
They own it together.
Okay. And therefore, now, when they're selling the animal, yes, and they're getting money in exchange for the animal, is the money coming from an item which is jointly owned? So therefore, is it separate from the principal? What's the classic case of separate? He says, you own the animal, and you rent it out, and you get money. So therefore, do you clearly see, profits and principal? Principal is the cow, it's still here. Profit is in his hands, called the money. Totally separate. That's the case of separate. When you sell the animal, which is what the whole principal is, do you see principal separate from profit? You don't see principal separate from profit.
That's how we understood it, but maybe there's some Chavis coming to Mechadesh of Pshat and Rashi, but that's already considered separate.
So what Rashi said? Rashi said separate was this case. I just told you about the reds. So the Chor, Eric is absolutely correct. What did Eric say? It's neither. Because on the one hand, the Rosh says you always split it under all circumstances. You always split it half-half. And that's not true because the Shulchanah says sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. So it's not the Rosh. Clearly not the Rosh, because the Rosh says always. On the other hand, Rashi, who says, okay, sometimes yes, sometimes not, but he says when? He says, when do you split it up? When you see a completely different item from the principal. Here I don't see any completely different item from the principal, you just sold it. That's the case Rashi says it's not simple. And you're still saying you can split it up. So the Chor is neither. And in fact, the Beis Yosef says, when he brings down the explanation of Rashi, he says, you know what? There's Rashi, there's the Rosh, and I'm not passing like either one of them. I'm passing like the Rambam. And this is the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam is a new shitter called number 3 shitter, which we're introducing for the first time this week. Now we have to understand, what is he holding? What is his rule in English? How do we define the Rambam's rule in a fashion that's clear to us when you get profit together and when you get profit according to your principles? What is his cloud he's telling us? So, can anyone work out what is his Rambam's klal? It's not Rashi's klal, that has to be separate. It's not the Rosh says you always split it because you didn't. That's what you do. The Rambam's got a new klal, which is this Shulchan Aruch that says you split it.
Use.
He splits it equally unless you use the actual item. What do you mean use the actual item? But both cases are, what's the meat business? It's a meat business. He's shechted it and he sells it afterwards. He does sell it.
But it's like they're selling their part.
We're making a difference where shechting when selling when it's alive or selling when it's dead. Selling when it's alive, you split it equally. Selling when it's dead, you don't. So what's his rule? Okay. So let's see what the Smar says. Dafka shekonu shutfus umochru chai. You only split it equally when you buy an ox together and you sell it alive. So why? To be oza chai, because when it's alive, cholkim hacholokim musurufim yachat. You're intertwined together when it's alive. You and your partner are together. And it's impossible to make any money without being together. So the money that's created when it's sold alive is split equally because you're together. Mashen, if you shech the animal and you sell the meat, since at that stage of selling, the parts of the animal don't need each other to make the deal. You can sell the leg, you can sell the breast, you can sell the back, you can do what you like separate from each other at the time when you're actually creating the profit. At that stage, if that's when the profit is taking place, you go according to the original investment and not equally. So as Eric is saying over here, the Rambam says the Sma is telling us, the Shulchan Aruch is passing like this Rambam, a rule. Well, I look at one simple question. At what stage did the prophet get created? Did the prophet get created when you were together? Then you split it equally. Did the prophet take place at a time where you didn't have to be together? Then you don't split it equally. You split it according, proportionally to the money you invested. That's the simple rule according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. When did it take place? During the partnership? Or after the partnership is over or could be over? Very good what Eric's saying. So we have now a third rule of when Shmuel applies. It has to only apply according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch when the prophet is created in a situation where you're together and you have to be together. So let's now analyze according to this what would be the halacha in the cases that we've discussed. Now let's go to this week's case, the cheesecake. We said the cheesecake which they got extra. And we said, well, it's profits, separate and extra from the original principle. So we said, according to Rashi, you split it, since it's separate, you split it, 50-50. According to Rashi, 50-50. Now, what's according to the Rambam? Did it take place, the profit, at a time when you were together and you had to be together? Or did the profit take place at a time where you didn't yet need to be together anymore?
You were together.
Okay, so you're saying you're together. Okay, so therefore we're saying that even though we introduce the Rambam's third opinion in Shmuel, it makes no difference to the conclusion that we came with the cheesecake. Because the cheesecake is a classic example where everyone would say you get it 50-50 because it's separate and it's a time when we're together and we have to be together, so therefore 50-50 always, it doesn't matter whether you're Rashi, Rambam, you're going to be there. Right? We'll see whether that holds. Now let's go back to the Chosson and Kala, Reuven and Leah. What would the Rambam and the Rif say over there? before you have time, to think of that, I'm going to ask you another question. The Rambam's logic is wonderful. Very good. So good, I don't understand why anyone would argue with him. If you're in partnership, you split. If you're no longer in partnership, you don't split. So why is the Rosh saying different? Rosh says, you always split. Even if you shech the animal, and you split, you got different parts, and then you sell the parts, you still split. Very good logic, Rambam. You no longer need each other. So why are you splitting? Why are you splitting, according to the Rosh?
You need each other when you started.
Need to have a start, but now we don't need each other.
Okay. So the question was formed under those pretenses. We can maintain those conditions.
But we split up. So now, explain, you're saying good tonight. You say, an hachana for shvus. Just elaborate on your words.
The Rosh is assuming because, for example, a cow is taken and checked it, and you put so much in, there's an intention, you get it to buy a certain amount of cow, but if you do something to make business, to make money, to make money, and the idea is to make money, the amount you put in is not the main criteria.
Very good. Also good. Okay. So, what Eric is saying is that did they go in it just to buy meat and for their shavuos table? Why did they buy this cow? Why did they? Even if they're going to shecht it, what did they buy it? To make money. So it's not just for personal needs, they bought a cow. That's possible. If you buy a cow for personal needs, sit together, then not for business, then of course you split it according to your interest, isn't it? But you meant to do it for business. If you're going into business, even if you go into a business where you're going to shed that animal and split it up different parts and sell the different parts, says the Rosh, you're going to split it still 50-50. Why? Says the Rosh himself. I'll tell you why. Let's look at his words. Number three. Lefi shederech kol hamishtatfim lahatnos lachlok harebach lefi hakerem. Because when you enter into partnership, everyone writes contracts. And everyone speaks out. Obviously, how you're going to split profits. And if you went into a partnership for business without writing out how you're going to split those profits, if you don't actually make any conditions, vadai under the muchachu, it's vadai clear that the agreement will be 50-50. You've made an agreement. Even though you haven't written it, by not writing it, it's actually an agreement. Because everybody comes into a partnership and speaks about how you're going to split profits. And if you don't, even though you're putting in different principles, you don't speak it out, then of course what you're basically saying is, we don't need to speak it out. Why? Because we're 50-50. So the Ross says, any business agreement, any business relationship which you create with somebody without speaking out how you're going to split the profits, automatically means you've spoken out the splitting of profits 50-50 of this business that we're doing. So Enoch and Nami, you could say the logic of the Rambam, but the Rosh says I've got overriding factor. There's an agreement already written how to split it. What's the agreement? 50-50. So even if you shecht it and then sell it as parts, it's always going to be 50-50. Okay, that is a wonderful Rosh explanation now. We've got everyone clear where they're holding. So now let's see. The Chosen and the Kala. They made a million shekel profit. They sold the house. How do you split this million shekels? Says the Rosh, you only split it 50-50. Because you went into a business agreement without telling us how you're going to split, so of course you mean 50-50. Now let me ask you like this. Is that applicable, such logic, with the Chosen and Kala, Reuven, the Leah? And this is very negative to what Matzah said last week. It's not applicable. Why is it not applicable by the Chosen and Kala, Reuven, Leah's Russian logic in splitting 50-50? Why?
Because they're not entering a business deal. They don't make these conditions when they get married.
They plan to stay married.
They plan to stay married. And somebody told me, as long as you're not in California, you plan to stay married. Okay. So if you plan to stay married, and you're buying a house, and they want putting in different money, should they have spoken out how much profit we're going to make out of this house? Should they have spoken out? No. So therefore, we do not have this umdana that says you split 50-50 in such a scenario. The Rosh will not say 50-50 in such a scenario. So therefore, now I'm looking back at that case, I don't understand the psak of the basin. Because now we're saying, Rashi holds you do not split 50-50 because it's not separate from the principle. The Rosh holds you don't split 50-50 because you don't need to make a condition in the first place to prove that by not making a condition you mean 50-50, because here you don't need to make that condition. So therefore you did make that condition. So therefore you're not going to be 50-50, you're going to go according to a principle. So why did the Beis Din Paskin? If everyone's agreeing, Rosh and Rashi are both agreeing, you do not split it 50-50, so why did the Beis Din Paskin? The Chosen gets that extra 500,000, that's 50-50, because he's Mosse, because he has Kimli. Kimli, like who? There's no one supporting him. Who's supporting him?
Rambam.
We'll give time to seep in. And what's the answer? The answer is what we introduce a third shitter this week. What did the third shitter say? Now you started, you can finish. What did the Rambam say when you split 50-50?
If it's still one unit, then they still need each other. The house is a full house, can't break the house in half, therefore the treat is 50-50.
Since at the time when the prophet was created in a fashion where you had to be together, then automatically that prophet is 50-50 because you're creating the prophet at a time where you have to be together. Now, the house, when they sell it, and they make that million shekel profit, that has to be that they were together to make that million shekel profit. Could they sell one room here to Reuven, one room to Shimon? Is it possible to make that million shekel in such a fashion?
Depends on the laws.
No, it's possible to sell a leg of a live a cow as well. So therefore, according to the Rambam, is it a dead cow or a live cow? That's the question. What is it?
A live
cow. So therefore, according to the Rambam, do you split it 50-50?
Yes.
So therefore, if you're according to the Rambam, you split it 50-50, now we understand the psak. We've changed the reasoning of the psak. Last week we thought that the reason of the psak was the Rosh says always 50-50. So therefore, Chosin's Chosin. Now he said the Rosh will not say here 50-50. So why? So because there's a new shitter called the Rambam that the Prophet's creating at a situation where it's a live cow, where we're together. The Prophet's creating a situation where it comes from a partnership, where we have to be together. So therefore, so now we've introduced that shitter, and that's why the Beis Din Paskin, that he's more sick, he can say Kimli like the Rambam, and it's better than just the Rambam. It's actually a Shulchan Aruch who says this Peshat. So therefore, it's very good for him to say Kimli and keep the house under those circumstances. So therefore you say it's not just Kimli, even if he's on Moksuk, it shouldn't be like that. Okay. So here comes my next question. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Rambam, okay, Rambam and Rip. So we've got now a big question. There's a Beferish Yushalmi, which the Rosh brings as a proof to his shitter. Let us see number four what the Rosh says. He says, I'm right. You buy a cow, you still sit 50-50. How am I true? Because I got the Yushalmi. What does the Yushalmi say? Ad kedon dahabi pratmatia ziri habi prata ruba. You bought goods. Reuven bought a certain amount of goods. Not so much. Shimon bought the same type of goods in bigger volume. And they decided to combine their goods and make a business of selling the whole volume together. Do you still split it 50-50? Says the Yushalmi, asking the question. So what would be the answer before we see what the Yushalmi says? I buy 5 chairs, you buy 10 chairs, and we decide to sell 15 chairs together as a business. We're selling 15 chairs. And the question of the Shami is, when we sell that 15 chairs, do we split the profits of it 50-50 or not? What would you say if you were the Rambam?
50-50.
If the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, what would you say?
50-50, because you need all
15. Is it a live cow or dead cow?
All 15 together?
What?
All 15 chairs together?
What was the case of the Shulchan Aruch of a dead cow? And what's the case of a live cow? What was the live cow? They sold the whole cow when it's alive. What was the dead cow when you don't get 50-50? You sold the whole cow when it's dead, you don't get 50-50. Why? Because you could sell them separately. So now let me ask you, what would be the answer to the Rishami's question? You buy 5 chairs, 10 chairs together, we're selling them together. Yes? As a business. Yeah. Is that profit a profit of a live cow or profit of a dead cow?
It sounds like dead cow the way you said it, but if there's a premium price for buying selling 15 at once, then maybe not.
No.
Well, then dead cow.
So it's a dead cow. So therefore, what should be the answer? Do you split it 50-50 according to the Rambam?
No.
No? So the Shulchan Aruch says to Shami, Omer Rebbe, Yochu Lemeimalei. The guy can say, I still get 50-50, because at the Osiasi at Chatzimla, and he also asks Tarizimnim. Because we're together, it's easier to make business. Two are better than one. So the Yerushalmi is saying that even although you're dead cow, you still split it 50-50. Says the Rosh, that's right for me. If so, what's the answer? How can the Rambam say his shitta, ignore the Yerushalmi, where he's got no right for shitta? We only got right. The only shitta we got right for is really the Rosh, and we've got no kashas on it. So how did the Rambam not pass the night? Then why is the Shulchan Aruch passing the Rambam, where we've got a shitta which has a proof to it, and the other shittas don't have a proof to it? Kids, we're asking, how can we rectify the Yerushalmi with the Rambam shitta?
Level business when they put it together. You could sell it as a makolot, but a supermarket is already a different zach than it's like a light bag.
But they can sell the whole cow as a better thing, even though it's dead. Say the same thing by the cow. Yes? Yes? They're selling it dead or they're selling it live? That's the case of the Shulchan Aruch.
When you sell the cow in parts, you get more money than if you sell the whole.
And still, he says, since it's dead, you don't split it 50-50. That's the Shulchan Aruch.
Right, that's why he's dead, because you get it. What? Exactly. Adra Rabbah, being together decreases the value by your cow.
And therefore the Yerushalmi is talking about a civic case where the pragmatia is something which is not like a cow, dead part, you say. Okay?
Right.
You're bringing in the gypsum. Right.
Why did they come together unless there was an advantage of selling it together?
So why did they actually sell it together in the Shulchan Aruch when it's dead? Why did they sell it together when it's dead?
It's easier.
One website, then two.
So therefore, you can make more money because of the costs are lower, okay? So therefore, again, you get the same problem. How can we rectify it? So we're going to finish off tonight with the Nesivos. Nesivos comes along and says they're compatible. And he says the rules, where I is compatible. And let's go step by step with the Nesivos. Lechein, Nefilis Dati. Therefore, my humble opinion, after asking 16 questions, says the Nesivos, we're not going to go through those 16 questions, but he's got 16 questions. But Ophish Yashav, call that Gushes. I can explain in a wonderful way, answers all your questions. the Shas in Ksubas and the Shas in Yushalmi, Shemei B'Harosh, Mishnei in Yonim Mori. They're two different topics altogether. For Lo Rizeh, Korizeh, they're not really connected to each other at all. And therefore, what is it? First thing, the Shas in Yushalmi. Aleph, Shas in Yushalmi. The Shami is Mori B'Shutfim B'Mos Liknes Chura Haroi Lachlok. You're buying chairs, putting money together, you're buying chairs. Any alchemy is chairs which you can easily separate. It's like they're pieces of meat. Limkosman, what's the idea, the plan? You're going to wait a bit of time and sell it. Do research, do advertisements, know where your market is and sell it. Maybe paint them. Ubezer lo shayach tamrav. The Rambam. Wait for Rambam to say, it's not shayach here, the reasoning of the Rambam. Because they're making profit in a situation where they don't need each other. You can sell them individually. But we do have the reason of Shami, which is a different reasoning. Since they agreed at the start of the partnership that they're going to go into this business to work hard, to put effort, and then to try and sell it, Haskal said, automatically, if you don't speak out, the prophet is shared. Matam because he can say, since we decided we're going to put equal work in, equal effort in, Vadai, if we don't speak out, Adata Lika Chasin Vadai, our intentions of the agreement is since we're equally working, even though we haven't got equal principles, but since we're equally working hard together, we're going to split the profit equally.
Nobody in the Gemara held that you take in labor.
All right, now this is a new shot. That's why he said, I'm answering all the questions. This is not Ksubas. This is not the Ksubas. This is Yushalmi. Yushalmi is not the Ksubas. Okay. So he's saying over here, Peshat of the Rosh, which is the Yushalmi, is that since even though we have different principles, but we agreed to work hard, equally, since we didn't speak out the separation, we don't go after the principle, we go after the work, and the work is equal, so the profit's equal. That's Yushalmi. What's Ksubas? Peshat and Ksubas, number base. Mori Shukon Yushalmi Tzchila Letzchvicha V'moch Rochai. So you buy a cow, you shat it, and you sold it alive. It's not possible the reasoning of the Yushalmi. What's reasoning? Reasoning is because we didn't make a condition, we split equally. It's not possible that logic. Take it because you bought it with intention not to work, just to buy and sell. Buy and sell. Not to do any work on it, just buy and sell. That was your intention. Buy over here, sell over here without any work. If so, Mahola Hadas, why do I have to have a Havamina because of the work we spent? We're not doing any work. We're just buying and selling. Akocha Salem says, so why do you get split equally? Rak Mitam is only because of the reasoning of the Rambam. Given the Chalokim Mitzofim, Keshemachu Chai, since the prophet has been created in a fashion where it's coming from where we're together, because it's alive and we have to be together, so we have to split it half off. Mishavachi, number Gimel, Keshetofim Mochu Abosu, Shef Naviyah, when you have a situation where you buy an animal to shech and to sell as meat, then you haven't got any of the reasons. You haven't got the reason of the Rosh. If it's because you didn't intend to do any work, because you do it straight away. And you don't have the reasoning of the Rambam that says we're making profit. At the time we have to be together, because if we're not, we don't have to be together. We've already shechted it. So in such a case, even the Rosh would agree you don't get equally. You would only get it according to your money, because here you're not doing any work. And the Rosh only says his halacha of getting equally when you do work. So therefore, says the Sivas, there's no machlokas between the Rif and the Rosh. They're talking about different cases, and therefore they're giving different reasons. When you're doing work, a business of work, then you've got the reasoning of the Rosh. That if you don't make conditions and you're working equally, then obviously you're getting the profits equally. But if you're not doing any work, you're just buying and selling, then the Rosh is not applicable. But then we come on to the reasoning of the Rambam, that if the prophet is created on such a scenario, even though you're not doing work, but at a time when you have to be together, you also speak. When don't you get? That's when you're not doing any work, and you don't have to be together. Selling, buying, selling, eat separate parts straight away. Then you don't get, according to everybody. So there's no Machlokes consistencies. And therefore, I don't have to worry about Yerushalmi, because the Rambam also needs the Yerushalmi. Different case. Now, this new outlook, let me ask you now, last question. So therefore, coming back to the Chosen and Kal, the Reuven and Leah. Whether you're in it for business, whether you're in it for doing work, or working hard on the item in order to prove it, the work, and eventually advertise it and sell it, is that why they're buying a house?
No.
So you haven't got the Rosh. And the Rosh will say, yeah, you haven't got me. But did the prophet come at this time when they had to be together?
Yes.
And therefore, even the Rosh would agree to the Rif. And therefore, now it's changing again. The reason why the Beis Din paskens that the Chosen gets it, and because of Kimni, is because he's got the Rosh on his side and the Rif on his side.
How does Rashi go against
and
it?
And only Rashi doesn't fit in with the Pesach.
So why is there Kimni for Rashi if the Bechaber is paskens?
Oh, so that's one of my questions. Why do you have to come on Kimni? What about Rashi's not even brought in the Shulchan Aruch? And even the Rosh is brought, the Rosh agrees to the Rif. What about Rashi? So the question is, what does Rashi do with Shami? So then you have to think for next week.
And but did you say most Rishonim agree with Rashi?
What?
Did you say most Rishonim agree with Rashi?
Most agree with Rashi. Agree with Rashi. No, most Rishonim agree with the Rif. Yeah. Okay. So now that's why he bought it. Now, let's now analyze the cake. And here we'll finish tonight. So, the cheesecake. According to the Rambam, did the prophets come at days when they were together?
Yes.
According to Rashi, did the prophets is a separate entity from the Karen?
Yes.
Yes, so they're split 50-50. Now, according to the Rosh, is it a case where you get 50-50 because you didn't speak out when you're supposed to speak out and automatically therefore you made the agreement to do 50-50?
Well, no, because they never intended to enter into a partnership, so there's nothing to speak out.
So Mattis has said a very important statement. Here we've got an example where the Rosh is by himself. What's the case? The Rosh is saying that if you're supposed to speak out and you don't speak out, then you get 50-50. Were the classmates, the Beis Yaakov girls, supposed to speak out with the Mora, with the teacher, that we're giving you money and you should know we're not going to split 50-50. Were they supposed to say that?
No.
You know why they weren't supposed to say that?
They weren't forming a partnership, they didn't even know about it.
They didn't even know about it. So therefore we don't have the Rosh. If we don't have the Rosh, what should be the halacha according to the Rosh?
Based on
investments. According to investments. Okay. So therefore, what does it mean split according to investments? Now, is it correct, my last statement? We have now a machlokas, Rosh on one side, that you split according to investments, everyone else split 50-50. If you say yes, then you have been asleep. Because what did we just say with the Nesivas? What did we just conclude with the Nesivas? Reaf and the Rif don't argue, because the Rosh says, even if you don't have me, if you have the Rif, then I agree to him. So therefore, the Rosh says, my reasoning is not to pick up by the cheesecake. But the Rif at the end of the day says, which I agree to in the Rambam, say, if the prophet's taking place at a time we're together, it's Rif Vidi. If so, then I don't need my reasoning, it's Rif Vidi because of that reasoning. So therefore, everyone should say, it's Rif Vidi Vidi. Next week's share, we'll discuss what does it mean, 50-50.
Right, means each girl get there.
You've got all the options open, what 50-50 means. Have a very good Kabbalah Satera, a Geshmakai, Chias, of Ruchnias and Gashmias together.